Okay, but so before we begin, I just want to express again our kol hateva to Alex for always pushing extra abatzas hateva, extra learning. Should be a schus to him and his whole mishpacha. Schus hateva. Okay, so the emphasis is that this is a topic which is not son legei halacha l'maaseh. It's become the gay shkayach. It's become the gay politically, because there's been a big tumult about the fact that somebody, that a rabbi went onto the mokum the harabayas, and that's what maybe instigated the wave of terror. In fact, there was a quote made by a particular rebbe which. I don't believe any quotes that I hear, b'chlal, so I don't accept it either. I'm just saying there's been a quote from a particular Rebbe that the Rebbe said that the fact that people are being nichshel and going on to the harabayas, it's the avera of going on to the harabayas that triggered, you know, the outcome of the neshamas that were lost. No, it's not just you're talking about politically, you're talking about halachically. The fact that So Alex had asked me that amongst the issues to discuss, maybe to discuss the Indian of going to the Harabayas. So the reason why I agreed is because I felt that it's to emphasize, even though it's not Negei L'maaseh. It's not Negei L'maaseh because generally the Tovsei HaTorah, all the Bnei Torah, who follow the Horois of the Gedolei Hador, Chazon Ish and the Stipler and Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, the Poskei Hador in Eretz Yisrael, who all came up per echad that you can't go to the Harabayas, what we call today the Harabayas. So it's not so Negei L'maaseh as far as going to the Harabayas. Not so Negei L'maaseh, but there are those that. There are those that go, and amongst those that go, there are those who hold they're doing it kalocha. I'm not talking about secular Jews. There are Jews, there are religious Jews who are God-fearing people, Yirei Shemayim, and they go. So for them, it's Negei L'maaseh. But for them, the Shir is also not Negei because they have what they rely on. They're not coming to ask me the Shaila whether they should go on to Harabayas because I don't go to Harabayas. I ask. So it's not so Negei L'maaseh. Those that go, it's Yechidim that go. And those that don't go, it's also not Negei. But I felt, first of all, it's Habatzas HaTorah. That's number one. Number two, to talk about Kedushas HaMikdash is a very worthwhile topic. Because it's one of the Schusim of the Beis HaMikdash to be built is to internalize the Cheshivas of the Beis HaMikdash. So to talk about the Kedushas HaMikdash is something I think is very worthwhile. So Mamela, for that alone, the Chofetz Chaim used to say that learning Hilchos Beis HaBchira and learning the Korbanos, that ushers in the Geula. The Chofetz Chaim had a gewaldige pshat, why? He said that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is totally in Rotzen. Right, the Medrash says in the Pasuk, Vayhi bin Soya Oren, right, Kumo Hashem. So the Medrash brings on that pasuk, the Teres Kahanim also darshan, a similar pasuk to Drasha, that Hashem says, "Ani Yoshein, Asher Toimu Li Er." I'm asleep until you tell me to wake up. Basically, Hashem says, "You got a call for me," right? So Chofetz Chaim said a gewaldige Sach. He said, if somebody has something that they really desire, they really want, so he says. So you try to get it. And if you can't get it, you try to get as close to it as you can get. You want to see your child. You try to see your child. If you can't see your child, you try to Skype your child. If you can't Skype, so you get a video. If you can't get a video, you get a picture. You try to get as close as you can to that which you desire. So Chofetz Chaim said that it's true we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But we have Hilchos Beis HaMikdash. We have a picture. We have Hilchos Beis HaMikdash. We have Hilchos Korbanos. So the Chofetz Chaim felt that learning the halachas themselves is a way of asking for the Beis HaMikdash to be built. And Fakir, he said, ignoring it is almost like saying, I'm disinterested. I have a picture. I could talk about the Karbanos. I could talk about the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash. I'm not interested. So if you're not interested, that's Ma'achar the Gula. So Mela, I felt that this topic is very Kedai, besides for its political value, whatever political value is, which by me carries very, very, very little weight. Carries no weight, actually. But so, Lamaisa, we'll start off first by discussing the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh. And I asked Oilam to look through some of the sugyas and shvuas, and also the sugyas and zvachim, which I'm sure you realize as you went through the sugyas, that those sugyas seem to be clearly mechiach, that there's some level of Kedushas HaMikdash even today. And then there's the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara says also clearly, V'hanetzach, Zu HaMikdash, V'zu Yerushalayim, it's mashmah that there's an everlasting Kedusha. So obviously the first question when we analyze this Shaila is what is the level Kedushas HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh? Then we'll go through the different shittas of where you're allowed to go, where you're not allowed to go, and why would, obviously, if there's chashiva Jews that are God-fearing Jews that try to keep Shulchan Aruch to the best of their ability, and they go there, they must have something that they hold every line on, right? It's not a hefkevelt. So they, obviously they have, as I always do, I'm going to share with you what their views are. It's not stama. It's very easy to dismiss. That's also a mile in learning this topic. So at least you know when you hear that this person went or that person went. So you know, okay, so they relied on something. They relied on something. It's a limud zchus, right? Again, my personal view, and I've said this many times, is that there are certain shilas that shouldn't be presented to a rabbi. It should be presented to a gadol hador. And not because of its complication. Not because it's too complicated for a rabbi to paskin. Yeah, you have shalos like that too. You have shalos that are just too complex. But not only due to the complication. Because it's a shaila that's negate a klal yisrael. It's a klal yisrael shaila. Right? Person comes with a cholon shaila, even if it's a very complicated cholon shaila. So you go to the rav. You go to your rav schwitzes through. If he doesn't know the answer, schwitzes through. And he comes out with a p'tak halacha. That's it. Elof tishmon, right? When somebody has a shaila about should the Jewish people go to the Beis HaMikdash today, to me that belongs on the table of the Gedalia Ador. It belongs on the table of the Gedalia Ador. The Avnei Nezer, which I'll show you later on in the Shir, the Avnei Nezer was asked a shaila whether Beis HaMikdash today needs shmirah. You know, the sugi and Talmud brings down that they used to watch the Beis HaMikdash. It was Shmiras HaMikdash. So if Beis HaMikdash still has Kedusha today, L'chayr is in Shmiras HaMikdash. So they asked Avnei Nezer. So it's interesting, as he starts the tshuva, this is the Avnei Nezer. He says, this is really a shaila for, you know, for the God Lador, who he was. So that, this is not for a... And I said the same thing when we discussed the new ways of making a Sefer Torah, which are very, Chashav HaTalmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael came up with a very ingenious way of making a Sefer Torah with screens, and it was beautiful. So again, to be dismissive is ignorant. Ignorant. For somebody to go, this is nothing, this is garbage. Anybody's dismissive. It's Chashav HaTalmud Chacham, a Yid that spent his whole life learning the Talmud Chacham, a Poisek. Obviously, it's not nothing. He knows a lot more about Hilchos Sefer Torah, and the people are going like that. So stop Narish to do that. So those that will remember, I gave actually 3 weeks of shiurim on this topic. I came out l'maisa that not to use it, but I actually got a call from somebody in the family thanking me that I gave shiur on it, that I didn't just say it's nothing. I gave shiur if I cared. We spoke about the shaila. But when I started the shiurim, I said, this is a shaila that belongs to God Lador. Shaila, how to write a Sefer Torah? You want to come with a new way to write a Sefer Torah? It should belong to God Lador. Okay, so first of all, it's not a tiny, somebody, person could argue with me about that. They could say, no, they feel you don't need a God Lador. Person could feel like they are the God Lador. You know, there's a lot of different possibilities. But this is zichah, this type of a shaila. going onto the Har HaBayis, again, in my view, to go onto the Har HaBayis without the blessings of the recognized giants of the generation, I think is in my opinion, negligence. Doesn't mean it's negligence. In my opinion, it's negligence. So we'll start first the topic as far as what's the kedusha of the actual Beis HaMikdash. So we'll start with the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam is found in Beis HaBchira, Perek Vov, Halacha Tezvov. Now, we know that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, according to many, and that's the Halacha, was bottled, Midaraisa. Right? The Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael was bottled, Kedusha's mitzvahs. So, Chumas HaMaisos Bizman HaZeh, according to Roy Vishoinim, is the Rabbon. It's not the Reis. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam tries to distinguish from the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam says like this: Lefikach makrivim korbonos kulam af al pi she'ein shem bayis bonu. You're allowed to be makriv korbonos today, af al pi she'ein shem bayis bonu. For oichlim kodesh kedoshim b'kol azor. Now, obviously, the Rambam means: A, you have a kohen who's able to do avoda; B, you have big day kahuna; C, you're tohar. There's a big you can almost go through the whole alphabet. Okay, what you need. But the Rambam is just saying that the Kedusha is there. Kedusha is there. That's what the Rambam is saying. And he says, Afal pi shein charuva v'en mukefes mechitzes oichlam kotshim kalam ha'is v'sheni b'kol Yerushalayim. And that I'm sure the oichlam saw in the tour in Shin Lamed Aleph, that even b'zman hazeh, be'etzeh ma'is v'sheni is his nagel ha'alochi, you can't redeem ma'is v'sheni in Yerushalayim. Today people redeem ma'is v'sheni, can't redeem it in Yerushalayim. Now, the next halacha, halacha tazayin, the Rambam clarifies, and he says, says the Rambam, lefi, shekdusha samigdosh yushalayim epnei ashchina. It's because of the shchina. So the Rambam seems to be saying that the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash is not generated by our conquering it. If it comes through conquering, then you could say we lost possession. And the fact that we lost possession, we lost the Kedusha. But the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim is not because of possession. It's the Shechina. It's Kedusha Shechina. And he says, Ushchina in a betela. The Shechina is never bought. It stays there forever. And then he brings a pasuk. Right? It's the Shechina Kedusha. The Tashpetz, by the way, says a very similar idea when he talks about the differences between the Kedusha of Eivah HaYardin and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Because the Kedusha Eivah HaYardin also had Kedusha's mitzvahs. Eretz Sichin Va'oik had Kedusha's mitzvahs. Because it was conquered. It was kibush. Right? But the halacha was that Im Kol Zeh, a Novi didn't get Nevuah in Eretz Sichin Va'oik. Because it was called Eivah HaYardin. It wasn't called part of Eretz Yisrael. Right? People didn't go to be buried in Eretz Sichin Va'oik. So the Tashbetz explains that the whole Eretz Yisrael has what he calls a Kedusha Shechina. Not just the Beis HaMikdash. The whole Eretz Yisrael has two layers of Kedusha. Kedusha Shechina and Kedusha's mitzvahs. And the Kedusha's mitzvahs is only on our side of the Yarden. The Eivah HaYarden was conquered and that gave it Kedusha's mitzvahs. That gave Trumas HaMaisres. But as far as the Shechina, that was only in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Tashbetz, it's the same thing, the flip side. He says, the Kedusha Shechina stays in Eretz Yisrael. Never goes away. Mamish like the Rambam. Why doesn't the Rambam address that? Because it's not really Negel HaLocha. Kedusha Shechina in the rest of Eretz Yisrael is not Negel HaLocha. Negel to Nevu is not Negel HaLocha. It's not Megillah Halacha, but it's conceptually correct. Kedusha Shechina is there even today. The Tashbetz beautifully says, he says he saw in his day, when all Klai Yisrael would go to Yerushalayim, there was always room for them. He learned it was a nes. He says the nes that we had was Man HaBayis, that there was always room, stay till today, he says. Adayim Azeh. He says there was a Beis HaGodol b'Yerushalayim, Beis HaKnesses HaGodol b'Yerushalayim. He says during the regal, everybody went up, and he says there was room for everybody, and the shul was not big enough for everybody. And they asked him, what's Pshat? He said, that's this Alba Neis that we had then, we still have today, because that Neis comes from the Kedusha Shechin. But that's the Tashbetz. So the Rambam says that this Kedusha Shechin is never bought. The Ravid seems to argue. I look at the Ravid. Omar Avrom, Svoros Atzmoy Huzeh. This is his own Svar. V'lo yadati me'ayin loy. Elo lamand omar kedusha rishoyne loy kitchel osed lovoy loy cholak bein mikdush lushalayim lushar eretz yisrael v'lo yoyed al sheni emel. The Ravid goes to the opposite extent, which is a pella. Mamish, the opposite extent of the Rambam. He says, you know what? He says, even if you hold kitchel l'shahat of the kitchel osed lovoy, Beis HaMikdash loses its kedusha. Mamish, the v'nahapachu of the Rambam. The Rambam says that even if you hold kitchel l'shahat of a loy kitchel osed lovoy, Beis HaMikdash holds its kedusha. The Ravid says that even if you hold kitchel osed lovoy, Beis HaMikdash doesn't hold the kedusha. Even if you're like a bit of kishishnia, kishulas lovoi, loy omar el losharan of Israel. Aval Yerushalayim ulamigdosh loy omar. Vishedea Ezra. Ezra knew, Shamigdosh Yerushalayim. Asidim lishtanois liskadish kinu shalami. And he goes on, unbelievable, he says that he got this from, was nigla and misoid Hashem lirehov. It means b'siyad ruach hakodesh. It's not the only time. He says it in Hilchos Lulav too, but it's a very rare language that the Ravid would use. And many say this is, shows you how strongly he felt this way. And I felt that this shows you how weak he felt this way. Because if he felt strongly, he doesn't need to bring in Seyed Hashem Lireyov. Right? Here he had to say, listen, I hear, you know, but the Kachm is Galilee, that this is Soyd Hashem Lireyov. But that's what he says here. Lufiko ha-nichnas ato shom ein bekomis. So the conventional way of understanding is that there's a machloikis Rambam and Ravid. According to the Rambam, Beis HaMikdash has everlasting Kedusha. According to the Ravid, the Beis HaMikdash has no Kedusha today, according to the Ravid. And therefore, according to the Ravid, l'chayra, a person should be able to go on. Not just Harabayas. They could go into the mosque. They could go to the Evan Shasiya. They could go all the way to Mokum Mizbeach. Pe'etzer. If you fine-tune the Ravid, you'll see that the Ravid doesn't go so far. Because he doesn't say you could go in without a problem. Look at his language. Lefiko ha-nichnas at-oshom ein b'ikoves. It's mashma. You're not allowed to go in. There's no koves. There's no koves. The Ravid should say much more than that. The Ravid should say, Lefikoch nichnosim boy. He can go in. He doesn't say that. He says, Hanichlo shamata, no chorus. It's mashma, you can't go in. That's the mashma. Okay. So let's now look at the Gemara. Okay, I have that here. Also, let's look at the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas, this I didn't put onto the Ma'am Akemis. Right? But I'll just read you the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like it goes with the Rambam Shita. You have to know what the Ravid does with this Gemara. The Gemara says, "Tona Mishmei de Rabbi Akiva." This is on Dafnun Chesam and Aleph and Brachas. L'cho Hashem Agdulo Zukriyas Yamsuf, V'Agvuro Zumakas Pocheres, V'Atiferes Zumatn Torah, V'Hanetzach Zuyushalayim. Netzach, the everlasting thing, that's Yerushalayim. So, what's stated in the Gemara Brachas? L'cho like the Rambam. According to the Ravid, Yerushalayim is the least netzach. Even when the kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael is there, Yerushalayim loses its kedusha. According to the Ravid, the kedusha of Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash was very limited. Only during those years that the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Very limited. Yet the Gemara in Brachos says, V'hanetzach, What was everlasting to Yerushalayim? So that Gemara, again, you can't bring a raya from Agadate to Halacha, but that Gemara is clearly much more mashma like the Rambam, not like the Rebbe. Okay. Now, Halacha Lamaisa, the Rebbe says, the Mogen Avraham says, I assume Goyim looked it up in Shulchan Aruch. We brought it down in the Maamar Kemis. In Ilchas Tisha B'Av and Simen Tovkuf Samach Aleph, Mogen Avraham writes that the Halacha is like the Rambam. In Kedushas HaMikdash Azor of Yerushalayim, V'anich Nusat HaLamokam HaMikdash Chayiv Koros. That's how he paskens. The Tur in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, also paskens, like the Rambam, as they paskin the Tur, like the Rambam. The Gro in Yeredeya Shin Lamed Aleph is also Machriya, like the Rambam. Now, if you look at Mishnah Berurah, somebody have a Mishnah Berurah hand there? You know what? Yes, there's one right here. The big one should be right here. Shkech. Thank you. Here. Sifhei. Va'anichnas ato l'mokor mikdash paskens de mishtabur chayiv kores. Shekulonu t'mei mesim. Ukdush rishen ikitshul ashat of ikitshul osad lova. And he quotes what he writes, what he paskens in the Likutei Halachos. Va'ayim b'Likutei Halachos. Zvochim perek ha-sheichet v'amala. That's on the sugi that we have in the Maram HaKoyim here, which is mashma that even bizman hazeh, there's a din of sheichet pachutz, which is all based on the Kedushas HaMikdash. So basically, the Mishabur is machriel ha-alocha. So really, it's a moot issue. The Ravid Shita is a moot issue, because many of the Rishonim go paskin like the Rambam, the Tur paskins like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch paskins Mogen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah. So it's kepaskin like the Rambam. But I'll tell you that really, Lufiyani is deity, even the Ravid holds that way. Even though the Ravid went on with all of his Torah, even the Ravid holds that way. And that is, like I said, besides for the diik that we made, that the Ravid says, Hanichna Shom Ein Bei Koras. I'll bring you other ayahs. The Rambam, let me pull up a Rambam here in Maaseh Korbanos. Perek Yutes Maaseh Korbanos Halacha Tezvav. The Rambam says like this. I didn't give you all the Rambams because there's so many. But the Rambam says like this. Mi sheshoch hakodshim bizman hazeh ve'helom chutz la'azoro chayiv. Mamashi paskins the Gemara and Zvochim. The Gemara that we looked up. Right? Now the Ravid, if it's true that the Ravid totally argues with the Rambam, and he holds that the Kedushas HaMikdash is bottled today, not just there's no koras, it's gone, he should be masik on the Rambam. He should be masik on the Rambam. This is mamish negei l'halacha. Sheikh d'mayla b'chutz. Nothing. The Ravid is quiet. Mutu l'ha, he says, therefore, mi sheshoch ha-kosm ha-hazeh, chayev meshuroi likorev b'fnim. Period. This is my Kobanis. Perek Yutes Halacha Tezvav. That's one Rambam. Now let's get the Rambam in Beis Abchire. Not the one that we just learned, but before that, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. The Rambam reads as this. He says, "Mine Moire Migdosh is Noeg today." Because again, the Rambam Lashitosa. Beis Hamikdash has Kedusha. You're not allowed to go today to the Beis HaMikdash with Makloi, V'talmiloi. Even those people that go on the Harabayas today, they take their shoes off. Right? You're not allowed to go on with your shoes. Al Smoir HaMikdash. Right? Life is quiet. Right? So the only asaga that the Raivin gave, Bechlau, to the whole Rambam was the one place where the Rambam said, Yechayiv Kores. The Raivin said, no. He seemed to throw out the whole concept. But that's the only time he was masik on the Rambam. And even over there, he only said, Hanichnas ata imbe Kores. But everywhere else where the Rambam points out the Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, and the dinim that come because of Kedusha's HaMikdash, the Chayavit is quiet, which is completely Shaloi Kedarkai. The Chayavit is always masik on the Rambam, unequivocally, always masik on the Rambam when he argues with him. And even if this halacha is based on that halacha, based on, it's always masik. And over here, so we have a rule by the Chayavit, Midrashos HaKidu Yehidilei. If there's a shtika from the Raivit, there's a shtika koidah. So that's why that leads me to believe that even, like I said, it's not that negel halacha because we go like the other Rishonim. But I'm telling you that it leads me to believe that the Raivit himself agrees. So I want to show you another sugya in Zvachim. This is earlier on in Zvachim. This should be on Chav Dalet. Yeah, Chavdal Ram and Aleph. The Gemara has a shaila if a stone of the Beis HaMikdash gets moved away from its location and you stand in that place where the stone was. So as you're not actually standing on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, you're on a lower level. Okay, you're on a lower level. So of course we know there's a shaila Gagas and Mechilos, that's one shaila. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, "Ki kodesh David ritzpa el yaina kodesh aydulma ad lares tuuma kodesh." Okay. Says the Gemara that when David HaMelech, there's a new thing here. David HaMelech, when David HaMelech gave kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash, did he give kedusha only to the level, only the floor level, or did he give kedusha all the way down? Nafkemin is if a guy digs down, that's the Gemara. Or stone gets lifted up. The Gemara's maskana, if you look at the Gemara comes out that he was Kodesh Atohim. That David HaMelech was Mekadesh the floor all the way down. So technically, if you take the stones off, right, or like they're doing now, excavations, the Kedusha is Atohim, it goes all the way down. As I state in the Gemara. And Rashi says clearly here on the Sugya, Ki Kodesh David, that David was Mekadesh it with Shtei Todes, like the Sugya in Shavuos. Okay? And that's how Tosfos, as long as that's the pashtus of the Gemara, that the Kedusha came from David HaMelech. Right? Now let's go back to the Rambam and Perek Vav that we were reading before. But one halacha earlier, Yudal, halacha Yudalit. And over there the Rambam says, B'ma niskad shebekdusha rishayna shekitsha shloimoy. Shloimoy HaMelech was Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash. Shehu kidei shahazorah L'shaite v'losid lovei. State in Rambam that Shlomo HaMelech gave Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash. So we have here the sugya in Zvachim seems to say that the Kedusha to HaMikdash came from David HaMelech. We have the Rambam Beis HaBchir tells us, and that's many Chazals like that, that the Kedusha came from Shlomo HaMelech. So where did the Kedusha come from? So then we look, there's another sugya, and this sugya really is a sugya in Shavuos that we were discussing. But the Gemara says, one of the questions here in the Gemara is, why don't we build the Beis HaMikdash? Nivnaya me'esmoil, v'nekatsha yidna. The Gemara asks, you should build the Beis HaMikdash early and give Kedusha later. The Gemara says, no. What's the Gemara's terrors? Says the Gemara, be'inon kiddush b'shaz binyan v'lek. In order for the Beis HaMikdash to get Kedusha, you need to give it Kedusha at the same time that it's built. You can't build it and let the Kedusha wait. Kol Shekain, from the Gemara, you can't give Kedusha before it's built. So Stama Pliya, the Gemara in Zvachim is telling us that David HaMelech already gave Kedusha to the Ritzpah. Right? The Gemara in Shavuos says there can't even be a day in between. You can only give Kedusha at the time of the Binyan. What's going on? So the Gemara in David HaMelech just bought the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't actually build it. So David HaMelech gave Kedusha It wasn't Bishas Binyan. So we have here Kama Vakama Stiris as to what's going on. It's really Shver. So the Pasha Pshat, how do you learn this? There's really a Pasha Pshat. If you look in the Sugi and Psochem Daf Samaches, you'll see the Gemara even talks about an earlier Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. From the Ovis. Avram gave Kedushas Harabayas. Yitzchak gave Kedushas Azora, which is called a Sodeh. And Yankov Avinu gave the Kedushas Habayas Atzmai. Shenemar Einzeki and Beis HaLikim Vizan Shara Shemai. Some of you may remember that some years ago, talk in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayetze, I gave shir on this, the Parsha shir, and I actually brought down, that's the Pshat, and the Tur, the Balaturim brings down a Medrash, that when Hashem came to Yankov Avinu in a dream, he said, I am Hashem, right? So the Tur brings down from the Medrash, this was the first Dibris. The Sulam was like Har Sinai, and when Hashem said, I am Hashem, it's Onoichi Hashem Olekech. So we ask the Kasha, what do you mean? Why did Yaakov Avinu have a Matan Torah here? Comes out Yaakov Avinu had Matan Torah. Avram didn't have Matan Torah. Yitzchak didn't have Matan Torah. Yaakov Avinu had Pesach the Matan Torah. So I wanted to say B'derech Efsher, Chazal say, why was the Parsha Truma found right by the Mikdash? So the Chazal say, Moshel Labas Melech, that the king tells his future son-in-law, I can't be perished from my daughter. You want my daughter? Make a place we could live together. So Hashem said, I can't give you a Beis HaMikdash. I can't give you the Torah. Make a Beis HaMikdash, I'll be with you, I can give you the Torah. So I wanted to say, conceptually, Yaakov Avinu completed the Mokom Mikdash. See, he was able to conceptually get a Matan Torah. Till Yaakov Avinu, Hashem said, Lifresh men and Yochel. Now that Yaakov completed the conceptual Kedushas HaMikdash, so now he was able to be a conceptual Matan Torah. That's not for now, what's the get to here. But Al Kaponim, what we see here is like this. There's Kedushas HaMokim, and then there's Kedushas HaBayis. That's what you see. Kedushas HaMokim means there's something called Machne Shechina. Machne Shechina has Kedushas, Kedushas HaMokim. It's Machne Shechina. And it's broken up. There's Machne Shechina, there's Machne Leviyah, there's Machne Yisrael. There the Mokum has Kedusha. It's not based on the structure. The Mokum has Kedusha. That's one level Kedusha. That's the Kedusha that the Gemara is talking about in Zvachim, that David HaMelech gave Kedusha's Ritzpah. David HaMelech couldn't give Kedusha's Binyan because there was no Binyan. And that's the Gemara in Shavuos, Taf Tezvav. Binyan and Kiddush B'Shas Binyan. So you can't give Kedusha. David HaMelech couldn't give Kedusha structural Kedusha because there was no structure. But he was able to give Kedusha smoko. The Ravid agrees to the Rambam. The Ravid only argues in one part in the Rambam, the structural Kedusha. The Kedusha of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, that's totally in the walls. And if the walls are there, then it has a structural Kedusha of a Beis HaMikdash. Just like the Rambam agrees to the Ravid that you can't create structural Kedusha without a structure, the Ravid holds the Kedusha can't stay without a structure. It's a structural Kedusha. In that, the Ravid argues with the Rambam. And the Ravid says, you Rambam say, and if now you go back to the Loshon HaRambam, the Rambam is so clear that that's his main Chiddush. Lefikach mak'afa pishein bayis bonui. The Rambam is trying to say that even though, yes, there's a Gemara in Shavuos that says you can't give structural Kedusha unless there's a structure, but the Rambam's main Chiddush is that once that Kedusha comes, it's there. And that's what he says. That's the main Chiddush of the Rambam. The main Chiddush of the Rambam is that structural Kedusha requires Kedusha, requires a structure to achieve the Kedusha. But it does not require the structure to maintain the Kedusha. That's the Chiddush of Rambam. In that, the Ravid argues. But there's no reason in the world why the Ravid would argue with the Kedusha's Mokim, which already came from David HaMelech, before there was even a structure to begin with. On that, the Ravid agrees to the Rambam. And the Mela, if you look at the Pasuk by the Chi of Chorus, It says, Ki es mikdash Hashem timei v'nichrisa. The chorus in the Torah is brought down to Afghan Mikdash. On that derive, it says, once the structure is down, there's no Kedushas HaMikdash. Male, there's no chorus. L'fikoch ha'nichnas ata ein bei chorus. Okay? But Yirah and Kedushas HaMakom, the Ravid agrees. That's why in all the other areas of the Rambam, he's not masik on the Rambam. Because that's Kedushas HaMakom, and that he agrees with the Rambam. And when he says, Mi Giloloi, that's what he's saying. Who told the Rambam that there's a difference in the structural Kedusha from the building to the going down? Just like the structural Kedusha can't come without it being built, so the structural Kedusha can't be maintained without it being built. And that's Lufian Yizdaiti, the most mistabodic way to learn. If we go back to all the cases and all the sugyas, and that's Geshmak, what's David and Shloimai? David gave Kedushas HaMakom, and Shlomo HaMelech gave Kedushas HaBinyan. These are two separate Kedushas. Now if you look, Taka, in the Gemara in Zvachim, let's go back to that Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara says clearly, David Kideish HaRitzpah. Yeah? That's the Gemara in Zvachim. But look at the Gemara in Shavuos now, Tezayin. Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shatav Kitchel Asaglovah. Look at Rashi. Kedusha Rishayna, the David u Shloima Eloi Batela. All of a sudden Rashi puts them together. David and Shloima. They weren't working in conjunction. They weren't working together. The Teretz says, Lefid Vareinu, it's very geschmack. David HaMelech gave Kedushas HaMokem, and Shloima HaMelech gave Kedushas HaBinyan. And that would be the Hezbollah. That, again, that answers all the kashas. Only Chorus we're dealing with. And if you look back at all the psukim, you'll see that everything is consistent with this. Okay, so halacha lemaisa, we're coming out clearly. Like I said, it's not all that nageya, because halacha lemaisa, we pass like the Rambam anyway. But I'm just telling you that in all likelihood, I mean, already Rav Kook, Zeichet Tzadik Levroch, in his Tshuvas Mishpatei Kohen, he makes the first diyuk we made. He says, you can't take coin to the rivet, it's mutter to go on the Makom HaMikdash. It says, ein bei chorus. So Rav Kook already says that it's usur to go to the, even according to the rivet. But I'm just sharpening it, that it's not just usur, or usur the Rabbonim. It's a regular issur de raise, just like there was originally v'yishalchum and amach and a kol tzeruah v'chol zav. Just like originally there was an issur that you're not allowed to be in the machane shechina. Right? So too, today, there's a machaneh shechina, even according to the Ravid, there's a machaneh shechina. Okay. So that's as far as that's concerned. Now, as far as Harabayis, so like I said, I want to give you both stardom. I don't want to give you one side and not the other side. You both stardom. So I printed out a tshuva written by the most, I don't call any Jews left. There's no left. In politics, there's people conservative. You know, you said that more on the right wing. You have people that are left wing, you have tea parties, you have all kinds, liberals, you have all kolmine, etc. By me, all the Yidden, all the Erlich Yidden, they're all Erlich Yidden. Nobody's on the right, nobody's on the left. Everybody's doing their best to be Mamali Rotzen Hashem. But I printed out here, and I'll believe that I'll get it circulated to the Olam, not today, but I'll make it available. Maybe online or whatever, that they'll be able to see the full tshuva. But I took a tshuva that was written by a rav by the name of Rav David Lior. I'm sure many of you have heard of him. He is the biggest advocate of going to the Harabayis. That the parts of Harabayis that you could go to. So he makes it sound very simple. He makes it sound very simple. Of course, he's not going with the Ravid Shita. He's not going with the Ravid Shita. First of all, he passed like the Rambam. Secondly, even according to the Ravid, isn't this? Of course, he's not going with that. But he says, "Lemaisa Torah Mavchino Bein Sholosh Machanos." Right? Maybe here, when I read this tshuva, I have to say Machanot. Right? There's Machne Shechina, Machne Levi, and Machne Yisrael. Okay. Now we know there's a difference in halacha between these three machnas. Machne Yisrael, a Tomei person's allowed to go in there. The only one who sent out a Machne Yisrael is a Metzora. Right? Tomei Meis is allowed to go into Machne Yisrael, right? Azov is allowed to go into Machne Yisrael. Then you have Machne Leviyah. Okay, Machne Leviyah was in between the Machne Yisrael and Azor. Okay, once you get to the Azor, then that's Azor. A Tomei Meis is not allowed to be there. But in Machne Leviyah, technically, or Tomei Meis is allowed to be. Only a Zov, somebody who's Tumei Yotze Migufo, is not allowed to be. So even though regarding the level Tumei of a Zov is a lower level Tumei than a Tomei Meis, but there is a difference between Tumei Yotze Migufo and Tumei Sheini Yotze Migufo. So just this will give you already a beginning of an understanding. Those people, the Frumei Yidden, with Yarmulkes, who adhere to the Shulchan Aruch, who go to these places on the Har HaBayis, their thinking is that they're going on to Machne Leviyah. None of them would ever go to Machne Shechinah. So whenever you hear this rabbi or that rabbi, the other rabbi, unless it's not an Orthodox rabbi, but any Frumer rabbi that adheres to Shulchan Aruch to the best of their ability, and nobody adheres to the entire Shulchan Aruch, we try our best. Everybody's nichshel in different things. But their concept is that they're not going to go to Machne Shechina. Not let it go there. But they're going to go to Machne Leviyah. Machne Leviyah, Tomei Meis is allowed to go there. Oh, we'll get to that. But Machne Leviyah, well, that's not the whole thing, but it's part of the thing. Machne Leviyah, already, or Tomei Meis is allowed to go. The only one who's not allowed to go is a Zov and a Baal Keri. Okay. So, if you're a Zov or a Baal Keri, then you have to metayer yourself. But you don't need Poradume to become Tor. Okay? Tomei Meis is stuck. Because since the time of the Gemara alone, they still had Poradume. But today we don't have any for Poradume. So today, if somebody is Tomei Meis, they're stuck. Right? But that's for Machne Shechina. For Machne Levir, as long as you get rid of your status of Tumi Yotze Megufay, you can go on to Machne Leviyah. It sounds simple, but it's not simple. Besides what Michal is bringing up, and David, that the Shaila is, where's Machne Shechina, and where's Machne Leviyah? There's no line. There's no line, okay? There's a Mesorah, and that's the Tshuvas HaRadvaz that I asked Ayelim to look up, and there's a Mesorah about this, about the... Where the actual Evan Shasiya was, and then from there, how far out was the Mikdosh and the Harabayas. But it's not Poshet. So that we'll see. That's not Poshet, number one. Number two, it's not Poshet how you become Torah. Because a Baal Keri is more simple than a Zov. A Baal Keri just needs tefillin and a mikveh. He goes to a mikveh, he can become Torah. A Zov needs Shivanakim. And he needs a Meimayim. So it's not so simple. To become Torah from a Ziva is not so simple. It's not so posh what has a Dinmayim. It's not so posh how you do Sphir Shivanakim by a Zov. It's not so posh. None of it is so posh. It's a local kach pashut. So it's not simple, but it's achievable. It's conceptually achievable. So I don't think that anybody would say that it's not possible for somebody to go on to Machane Leviyah Bizman Azeh in a way that would be halachically acceptable. The question is whether it's practical. In other words, technically, yes. Technically, if somebody got rid of the Tumas Keri and they got rid of the Tumas Ziva, and they went to a place that's not Bazorah. That's not Machne Shechina. It's only Machne Leviyah. Then it would be okay. So this Harav Lior, in his tshuva, written in the Eloine Mamre, he says that, you know, that L'chaira, there's places which is clear that it's Machne Leviyah. That's not Machne Shechina. And that's what he says. He says, Yesh tshuva yedua shel Haradvaz, she'evin shesia is over there where they call today, where they have it over there in the mosque. Rachmana litzlon, that's the Evan shesia. And he says, now we could start counting from there. Umeila efshar lefizeh lechashev gvulus machnei shechina. She'areyanu yedim kama amas yesh lechol tzad, kimavur b'maseches midas. And Mimele says, it's poshet. Now this is not so poshet because it's not so poshet that was the Evan Shasiyah. That's another machlekes. But assuming that would be correct. And Mimele says, ha-amokom hazeh dinei k'machnei leviyah, she'tmei meis mutom likonis bay. He says, and we know for sure that machnei leviyah is tofkuf al tofkuf amma. So now we start making the cheshbonos. This is what he says. B'poyel oka shel arbayis kiyoyim hu har b'yosim imasayim v'chamishim midir. And Mameli says it's clearly that the outer part, perimeter, is part of the machne levia. Mameli hanichna shom v'hoylech tzomud l'choyma, he goes, stays far away from the actual mosque. Einoi nichnas l'mokom sheyesh b'y sofik machne shechina. Anyway, so this is what I'm just saying. What he says. Anyway, he himself says this basically is tshuva. I read you the punchline of his tshuva, and like I said, conceptually, he's a Shulchan Aruch Yid. He's not getting his halachas from the seminar. He's learning a Rambam, a Shulchan Aruch, a Gemara. He's a Jew just like we all are, a Fumel Chayid. That he's trying to, this is his understanding. And he says, therefore, he says, of course, Adam Tzorach Litor, Mitumas Baal Keri Ukademin, Al Yidei Tefillah L'Mikveh. Omnam Im Huzav, Tefillah B'Mikveh Regila, Loi Toyolai, V'U Tzorach L'Tah Al Yidei Tefillah B'Mei Mayan. Here's the punchline. The Stipler and many of the G'dayli Yisrael felt that today every Jew has to be choshish that they resolve. They have to be choshish that they resolve. And therefore, that put a wrench through this whole thing. Okay? This is his main chiddush. Then we'll see Hanoga Lamaisa, but this is his main chiddush. He says, Avol ein tzeirech lekol echad lachshay shema hu begeder zov. You don't have to worry about that. The zeh milsad lo yishchicha. Right? He says, because it's like a shtickle machla. Azov is like a shtickle machle. And Mimele, the stipler wrote, today we're all chaylim. We're all chaylim today. So it's not such a chiddush. He wants to say that since Ziv is really like a machle, Mimele mistame, we don't have machles. Mimele, that's, I would say from everything he wrote, from a halachic standpoint, that's his biggest chiddush. The other things are much more debatable, and definitely if you want to go with the Tshuvas Radvaz and you want to go measuring the Amos, that's one mouth. This is a very big question mark, and I wouldn't rely on this point itself to say that somebody is not a Zov. Even if there were no other barriers, I wouldn't rely on telling somebody. I wouldn't tell any of you that you're not Pecheska Zov. I won't do that. Yeah. So the Machne Shechi is measured. If we assume that the Evan Shasiya is over there, is where it is. Right. So that's the big Shaila. The walls that we're looking at today, the walls. That's the need. Exactly. That's the need. Correct. And everything outside from there was the Machne Levia. Correct. Correct. Okay. So this is his Hachra. And this is really, I mean, it goes on a little longer. Like I said, Belineda, I will get this available for everybody. You could see I feel it's only right. You should see the Tunstadim. That's his Tzad. That's the Tzad. And all those that go are relying on this. Other than I heard there was somebody that went and actually did a Sefer Shiva Nekiyim, and he went to a Mayan and did the whole 9 yards. Okay? But there are many who rely on tefillah, and they rely on this tshuva that they're not. Now, Lumazah, I have a couple of letters from Chazanish, from Stipler, that Ruach HaCheres Imohem, and they felt as follows. So here here's the Stipler. The Stipler says like this. He says, "Sharei meduber beisod eraisa." Right? It's meduber beisod eraisa. He says, and therefore, kevon she'ein mefurish b'mishnayis b'gemora heichen mokam azora b'seich harabayis. Heichen amokrim is b'seich harabayis. We notice as was noshim, where the Chazal also asked the tmei meis to go into. That was further out, the Ezra's Noshim, outside of the Azorah, the Ezra's Yisrael. He says, therefore, Vim kein tzorch misofik lachshesh al kol ha-makom es barabayis, shehim ei Azorah. That's number one. That's his first Tam the Stipler. Tam Sheni, he says, muter b'machne leviyah muter l'tmei meisim likonos mikol mokom, he says, even though that they're allowed to go in there, he says, tzorch tahara. The Seder Atahara Nitzrach Le'ela Mavakshim Likones Ene Poshut Shetfilu P'mikveh Ene Maspakas. Says the Stipler, it's not enough to go to a mikveh. Sha'arei Yesh Tumah Zivo V'tzorch Shiv Nekiyim U'tfilu B'mayim Chayim V'loi Kol HaKol Yetzal Anoshim Mayan, what they call today a Mayan, a spring, is Ala Alocho Mayan. K'moy Sha'avaya. Anyway, the Yesh Oid Kamach Hishoshais. Now he goes, Tam Shlishi. Yesh Hishoshais Shol Takola. This is the part that I was talking about at the beginning of this year. The Gedolei Yisrael have to pask in such a thing. If Klal Yisrael should go to the Mokam HaMikdash, it's not the Pigad Kol Echavechem. He says, Yesh Takola, Shem Chelek Me'atzibu Yekansu B'mkoymais, Sheyesh Gvulais. You're letting people go to an open area which has, Zichah has unclear lines. And some of those lines are chorus. He says, how can we let people walk around? We don't know exactly where Ezra's Noshim was. We don't exactly know where we don't know. He says, so to go and let people on an open area walk around where this is chorus and this is a lav and this is okay, maybe. Can't do that. We have to keep the walls up. That's basically the disciple. He says, therefore, צורך לפרסם זה ברבים, שזהו חומר שבכולם. This is חומר שבכולם. ומצורף לזה גם כן חסימוסה של ידיד נפשי הגרם שח. So Shach also signed these reasons that Now the Stipler alludes to a Tosefta. He says, I am Tosefta, so I'll read you the Tosefta that he's talking about. It's a Tosefta in Shavuos. Here, Tosefta is in Perek Aleph and Shavuos, Halacha Beis. Tosefta reads as follows: Hoyer of Shimon Oimer, Choymer Tumas Mikdash VeKotshov Mikol Avera Shabbatar. You hear this? The Tumas Mikdash VeKotshov is more chomer than all the Avera Shabbatar. SheKol Avera Shabbatar Miskapos Pesoyer Achas, the Tumas Mikdash VeKotshov Mischaperes Pelamed Beis even the whole year. We're constantly bringing Seirim for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav. Every month. Every Rosh Chodesh. What's the Musav of Rosh Chodesh? Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav. He says, this is the Tosefta. V'Tumas Chodesh Mikdash V'Kodshav Koshem Mikulam. V'Kosav B'Yecheskel Yanes Mikdash Yitmei. So he learns, the Tosefta learns of Shimon, that the whole Churban Beis HaMikdash came because of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav. Perek Aleph in Masechet Shavuos Halacha Beis. I want to explain to you this one prat before we end. I think that what's pshat in this Tosefta. Tosefta itself needs biur. How could Tumas Mikdash V'Kotshev be more chomer than all the Averis? How could you say that? First of all, we don't find the Beis HaMikdash was chomer for that. Mikdash Rishon was chomer because Gil HaRayish V'Chizdom and Avodah Zorah. And the Mikdash Sheni was Nechrav because of Sinas Chinam. We don't find anywhere that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Tumas Mikdash V'Kotshev. Yet the Tosefta is basing everything on Tumas Mikdash V'Kotshev. Now the Kash is good. We see that every month we needed a kapora for Tumas Mikdash V'Kotshev every month. So I want to tell you a pshat, a possible hezbeh, and this will be mavayer this, and then we'll get back to how you should look at it. We know that the pasuk says in Malachim that when they built the Beis HaMikdash, they built the windows wider on the outside, narrow on the inside. Right? The opposite of the way you normally would make a window, which is if you make a skylight, you build it open so that you get the maximum light. By the Beis HaMikdash, they built it narrow on the inside, wide on the outside. So the Yerushalmi says, and the Medrash says, that they did that to show that the Beis HaMikdash doesn't need light. Doesn't need outside light. So the obvious question, I always ask this when we learn Sefer Melachim, so why have windows? Make it better. Make no windows. You're making the windows in such a shape to show that you don't need light. Make it closed. So the machshava I had was very simple. Oh, the machshava I had was like this. The tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash is how much the Kedusha HaMikdash goes outside the Beis HaMikdash. There's no tachlis to have a Beis HaMikdash. The tachlis Beis HaMikdash is how much of that building is mashpia on Klal Yisrael. I once wanted to say that's the pshat why you're not allowed to shech the korban before you open up the gates of the Azorah. Because a korban that's only impacting the Beis HaMikdash is possible. Has to impact the chutz. Has to impact the outside. So I want to tell you like this. If we would have properly extracted the Kedusha from Beis HaMikdash, we wouldn't have had Gila Rayis, Shvichas Domim, Avodah Zorah, Sinas Chinam. It's all because we didn't properly extract the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash. And that's why there's so many Korbanos for Tumas Mikdash V'Kotshev, because the Tumah reflects the fact that you're not, the Mikdash is not affecting you. The Mikdash is not affecting you, it affects everything. So there's no stira from the Novi Yecheskel saying, you will metame my Mikdash. And yet the Averis will kill Arayish v'chazom and Avodah Zorah. Because one was greater the other. One caused the other. That's the aside. For that reason, it seems to me, Adorah Poshet, that to be mezalzel in Tumas Mikdash V'Kotshev, is some, again, the people that are going, I think it's coming out of Ava. They love the Beis HaMikdash. They want to get as close as they can. I understand. No, but I'm saying mezalzel, like the Stipler is saying. The Stipler is saying that don't play with it. Don't play with the Kedusha. So my lean, again, you don't need my leaning because you have the Hira of the Gedolei Yisrael. But my leaning would have been, even if the Gedolei Yisrael would have left it open, they would have said, you know what? Let the rabbis decide. Let the small-time rabbis decide. My leaning would have been, when it comes to Kedushas HaMikdash, don't go near it. Don't go near it. And that's your way of showing Chashivas for the Beis HaMikdash. That's the way, that alone will give you. On the other hand, for somebody to say Loshon Hara about people that go there, that's potentially a bigger avera than the whole thing. For somebody to say Loshon Hara, Chilus, Hatzah Shemra, the people that go, they go. They have their, as I showed you, their Rabbanim. They have what they rely on. It's not, we're not noyeg to do it. But to go and to go and to say that because of them, that's why Klaus was a Tzoras. Those are the Gres Tzor. That we should point fingers. We have to look, each person should look into their own life. And I just want to read you a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer. Because you know, Moses Montefiore, he went to the Mokom HaMikdash. Famous story. He went to the Mokom HaMikdash. Let me just get you the Tzitz Eliezer. He actually was Yidui, he went to the Mokom HaMikdash. And the Tzitz Eliezer brings down that Montefiore Moses Montefiore was a Makurv with Rav Shmuel Salanta. You know that. He was very close with Shmuel Salanta. And he says like this, V'yadua sha'asar Moshe Montefiore nichnas bizmanei l'shetach beis hamikdash. He says, V'hu hoya ha'yehudi orishayim. He was the first Jew that they knew of. Mizman churban habayis adena shenichnas mamish l'mokam hamikdash. The Jews over there told him, you're not allowed to go. And he went anyway. Some rabbi told him he's allowed to go. The rabbi must have held like the rivet, whatever. The rabbi told him he can go. So he went. Meanwhile, called Kufas Hagoyen Reb Shmuel Misalant, Hoya Mekurv Mo'oidim Asar Reb Moshe Mimontifiar. He was very close with him. Not only that, he used to give him musel. So yom mechir choy se alpon aval shenichnas pishkogo lemokam amigdash. He says you have to do tshuva. You went to the mokam amigdash, b'shaygik, but you went to the mokam amigdash. And he told him v'hoyom meishiv loy. And this was a lifelong debate between Reb Shmuel Salanta and Moses Montefiore. Reb Shmuel Salanta would constantly tell him, "You went to the mokam amigdash." B'shoigik, you have to do tshuva. And he would tell him, he had a rabbi with him who told him he could do it. Because of this, Here's a person that now went to the Harabais. He went to the Mokam HaMikdash, B'shoikik. Right? So Mamela, to say today that because there's a Yid that goes there, B'shoikik, and what does B'shoikik mean? He holds a certain way. Because of him, all the tzores, that alone is a very big tzore, to say that. We have to say, you know, we have to build up Ahavas Yisrael. We have to fakir, if we have to klaus of a tzor, we have to unite, not say that it's this one's fault or it's that one's fault. Each person should look in their own kirbayim. What's their issues? That's our job, to look in ourselves. That's the best way. And fakir, to look at the yid next to you, like the Kloizimberg always said, Rei b'tuv Yerushalayim. The yid next to you is a tzaddik, including that yid that goes over there. He's also a tzaddik, he has what to rely on. And like David said, I agree with you, the people that go, it's because of Ava. They're not going for bad. I'm sure they're going because of Avas Hamok. But Halacha Lamaisa, I would say that without Sel Shel Sofik, that to go there is definitely Lufi Ani Yisdaiti Asofik Yisod Eraisa. If a person would be able to find a perfect spot, which is surely the Harabayas, and they went to Tfilas Maya, Shivan Akim, and Tfilas Maya, and they're sure that at all, that's something else. But Stam, a person to go there, even after Tfilah B'mikveh, would be treading upon the very least, a sophic is of the rice. That's how it would come out of mice. Okay.
If you don't know where it is, how do we know that only the game, everything outside the game wall is okay?
No, again, that's what I'm trying to say. Even the stipler agrees that there is some space beyond the wall that's also not a sophic. He just says, we don't know where that line is. So let's keep it by the gvul. Exactly. I want you to know there were some that were choishish that the wall itself is a problem. Yeah, they wouldn't even go near. No, some people didn't go near the kaisel. They would stay 50, 60 amas away from the kaisel because of this problem. But that roiv the gedol yisrael or machria that the suffix is only beyond that. You're not going beyond the kaisel. Yeah, but still behind the castle. It's not a problem.
So for a woman to be leaving,